In the nation's northwest corner is Washington, an evergreen playground blessed by an unusual variety of natural attractions.
Indeed we are. And it's Cairo Radio's Felix Bunnell's job to inform us about those places and why they're called what they're called and what happened there. And in particular, Felix, today we're talking about a Civil War tragedy 156 years ago that struck the namesake of the Pierce County community of Wilkeson.
Yeah, and Wilkeson is this old mining community in northern Pierce County. It's south of Enumclaw and Buckley on State Highway 165. The town dates to the 1870s, and if you look in any of the old books about place names, you'll read this really simple thing. It just says, quote, it was named for Sammy Wilkeson, Secretary of the Board of the Northern Pacific Railroad that laid track to the town in 1876 and began coal mining operations in 1879. And that's all you get. But it turns out that before he joined the board of the railroad, Samuel Wilkeson, who was born in 1817 in New York, was a correspondent and Washington, D.C. bureau chief for the New York Times. He also took part in a survey of possible routes through the Cascade for the Northern Pacific. In 1869, he published this very boosterish pamphlet called Notes on Puget Sound, being extracts from notes by Samuel Wilkeson. It was boosterish about Puget Sound and about Samuel Wilkeson. Anyway, but before that, Wilkeson was famous for his coverage of the Civil War, including the definitive and poetic account of the Battle of Gettysburg, published in the New York Times July 6, 1863. That's 156 years ago tomorrow. The tragic part is that when Samuel Wilkeson was reporting at Gettysburg, he discovered that his 19-year-old son, Bayard Wilkeson, had been killed in the battle on July 1st.
Wow.
He sort of had to search for and found his son's body in this place where the surgeons had fled. Just this horrible tragedy, but he still filed his dispatch. Last year, the New York Times wrote about it and said that despite his wounded soul, the elder Wilkeson maintained his sharp reporter's eye. So he passed away in 1889 in New York, but he had other sons who settled in the Northwest, at least temporarily. But the cool thing about Wilkeson today is this battery of old coke ovens. These are ovens that were used to turn raw coal into a more refined fuel called coke, which burns at a higher temperature and was used in industrial processes back in the late 19th century, early 20th century. So at one point, there were something like 160 of these in Wilkeson in what they called a big battery. So big two double rows of these things. And they're not small. They're about 8 feet high and 13 feet in diameter, made of fire brick, and they're enormous. And there's about 30 of them that are left still there in Wilkeson,
really?
Just east of the old school. And there's a little park. It's called Coke Oven Park, not surprisingly. And it's just off the main highway there. And it's the site where they have the annual handcar races there every year, which are coming up 2 weeks from tomorrow. But apparently at the peak of the whole coking industry, there were as many as 31,000 of these ovens all over the country. And they weren't just in Wilkeson. They were all over that part of Pierce County in like Fairfax, Carbonado, which is just down the highway, and then some other places that aren't even on the map anymore, like South Willis, Crocker. It was like a honest-to-goodness mining community down there. It's very unlike most other parts of the Northwest that you think of more as logging places or fishing villages. Yeah. This feels like an old coal town because it is. They also mined sandstone in that area, which they used to build the state capitol.
Really? So, but that industry is not still going on, is it?
No, the whole coking thing went away, I think, by the late 1920s.
Yeah.
And the Depression-era guide for Washington State said that Wilkeson was pretty much a ghost town. Anyone who living there was on welfare.
Yeah.
So,
well, I've been down there. It's what's left of it is a cute little town, but it is remote.
Oh, yeah. And there's a highway that's closed near there. You have to kind of take a detour to get to there. But the coke ovens are so cool. You're not supposed to climb on them, but you can stick your heads in them. You see this intricate formation of these bricks and these beehive shapes, and it's unlike any other part of the state I've ever seen.
And now you know why they're there. All of Felix's features are at mynorthwest.com. Thanks, Felix.
Thanks, Dave.